You're listening to the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids Weekly Leader Training. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Gospel Project for Kids Weekly Leader Training podcast. I'm Maggie Bertram, and today I'm joined by Sarah McLean. Hey, Sarah.
Hey, Maggie.
You ready to talk about Unit 12, Session 3?
Oh, yeah. I think the book of Ecclesiastes is awesome. So I'm
okay. What's your favorite thing about it?
Oh, well, I mean, there's a lot of things, but I just think it's such an important reminder for kids to remember that, it's pretty much what our story point says, that life has no meaning apart from the Lord. And so, but I think it offers just a lot of like practical helps for living in the world and how we can set our minds on the things of God and what's eternal rather than the temporary. So.
Absolutely. That was a really good intro. Yeah. And on that note, let's jump in. So on this episode, we are discussing Unit 12, Session 3, Solomon Thought About Life, which is focusing on Ecclesiastes Chapter 1. After David died, God chose Solomon to be king over the Israelites. Solomon was young and didn't know how to lead God's people well. God appeared to Solomon in a dream and told Solomon to ask for anything. Solomon asked for wisdom to lead God's people. God gave Solomon wisdom, and Solomon used his wisdom to help to build a temple for God. The temple was a place for the Israelites to worship God, and it was also a reminder of God's presence and his promise to build a forever kingdom through David's family. This week, we'll learn how Solomon wrote a book called Ecclesiastes and shared how our lives have no meaning apart from God. Our story points, for preschool, it's Solomon taught that God gives life meaning. And for kids, it's Solomon taught that life has no meaning apart from God. All right, now let's talk through some activities that might need a little extra prep. And in preschool worship, there's an activity called Pop the Bubbles. And if blowing bubbles inside, make sure to do it in a carpeted area because floors get very slippery when you blow bubbles inside. And to extend the activity, you could let preschoolers blow the bubbles, and you could also consider adding interesting bubble wands like slotted spoons, spatulas, or cookie cutters. Also, you know what else is a good one? Our fly swatters. That's a fun bubble wand.
That is true. Yeah. Kids love bubbles. Even my older boys, they still like it.
I love bubbles.
Disney. And the one thing that they all wanted to buy was those like automatic Mickey bubble blower
thing. Yeah.
So expensive.
Oh, I'm sure. It's like $30 a piece.
That's crazy.
You're like, just wait until you're in Sunday school and then we'll do it for free.
That's right. That's right. And you learn about God, which
exactly. This is meaningless apart from God. All right, Sarah. So what do we have going on in kids this week?
So for younger kids, we have an activity called Empty or Full, and this actually is more of a demonstration, but if you want to involve kids and have them be participators, which I think is a great idea, then you can invite a volunteer or two to help you hold the sieve or the bowl as you pour the water in. For older kids, there's an activity called a Solid Foundation. And you just want to test this beforehand to make sure that the wood blocks don't fall over when the water is poured on them. So this might be one of those where you have a little bit of trial and error trying to make sure the wood blocks are stable enough so that when the water is poured, they don't come crashing down, because that would defeat the purpose of the demonstration for that.
Never good when a demonstration doesn't go according to plan in front of the children. You want that trial and error to happen before you're in front of the children. Good point. All right. As we wrap up, let's talk about what stands out to us in this session. And as I was reading through this Bible story, I was just really struck by how kids are in a time where celebrities and influencers and famous people are more well-known than ever before. Through things like social media, we just have more access to famous people than I feel like we've ever had before. And so it's easy to look at these people who have money, fame, success, popularity, and other things that the world deems important and think that they've made it or that they must always be happy or satisfied. But Solomon's realization still applies today. Solomon was rich, famous, wise, and powerful, and yet he still realized that those things were worthless. The only thing that truly matters is living for God.
Yeah, that's great. I love that. I love how Ecclesiastes also points kids to remember that nothing on this earth lasts. Everything is going to fade away except for what is truly eternal. And Solomon talks about this. He talks about his work. He talks about pleasures. He talks about money and how all these things, while they can be good gifts from God, if they are not centered on the Lord and his purposes and growing his kingdom, then they truly don't matter in the end. And in our home, we have a sign that has a quote from missionary C.T. Studd, and it reads, "Only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last." And I think that really sums up the book of Ecclesiastes really well, because we were created for God in his glory. And this life on earth, it's going to eventually fade away. But how we live now, it does matter for the Lord when we're living for his eternal purposes, for his glory, for doing things that are going to build his kingdom on earth. And I think along those same lines, that this also helps kids with, you know, an identity. Because a lot of times in our culture now, we have this kind of identity crisis where kids are like, who am I? What am I here for? What am I supposed to do? And as we point out these truths in the book of Ecclesiastes, we can help them know that what they were made for, what they were created for, who they are in Christ. And Ecclesiastes helps them find answers to these questions as they recognize that they were made to know God, to love God, and to live for him. And so true purpose is found when we recognize that we belong to God and we were made to walk in his ways, all for his glory, knowing that the things that we do for him are eternal. They're going to last. They're really going to serve to, you know, make us most happy in God.
Absolutely. Thanks for that, Sarah. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the podcast. We hope you have found it helpful as you prepare to teach the Gospel Project for kids in preschool.
Thanks for listening to this week's leader training for the Gospel Project for preschool and kids. For more resources to help you focus your ministry on the gospel, please visit gospelproject.com.